Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Jim Reagan, CEO of Dynamics Research Corporation. Dynamics Research Corporation is a NASDAQ company. The ticker symbol is DRCO, and they're a provider of management consulting, engineering, and IT services and solutions to federal and state governments. Thanks for joining us today, Jim.
Good morning, Juan. Good to be here.
Great. I'll start off by talking to us about the GAC Alliance.
Yes, the Alliance contract that was recently awarded by the General Services Administration to actually 59 companies, but the exciting part about it is has a $50 billion ceiling that allows the government to acquire IT solutions actually across government. All the government agencies can use this vehicle for their IT solutions, and the GSA has positioned this as their leading vehicle to serve the needs of course, the broad government customer base, but also, more importantly, as the vehicle that will serve the stimulus funding that is being moving through the system right now. They view this as the vehicle to serve those customers, and they are positioning that way. So we're very excited about this to be one of the winners for this vehicle.
Great, and also talk about the $50 billion federal deal.
That's the one, Juan. I just talked about. It's a 10-year IDIQ contract, indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract with a $50 billion ceiling to provide information technology services and solutions to federal agencies.
Yeah, the company was also recently awarded a $1.3 million under the U.S. Army Training Task Order.
Yeah, we had two recent training announcements. The Army Command and Control Training, the HBCTT training, and also the training development work we're doing for the Royal Saudi Air Force. So both of those are recent wins in our training and readiness area, which is a high-growth area for the company, and we are we're very pleased with that progress in that area.
Okay, and also with the Air Force?
Yeah, the Royal Saudi Air Force. I believe that's the one you're referring to. It was a recent announcement.
Correct. And
foreign military sales contract, so it's a U.S. dollar contract, but it's with the Royal Saudi Air Force.
Got you. And talk about some of the trends right now in the market and how well-positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, it's a really dynamic environment on all dimensions. You know, the political and economic environment's been really moving quickly and driving the addressable market for us and the market priorities. So the federal funding priorities are shifting, and they actually have been shifting for a year or two, but the pace has really picked up. And the funding is moving away from some of the legacy programs. Think of large weapon systems. There's a lot of pressure on congressional initiatives and the advisory and assistance services work that's been done in the past. A lot of it we were involved in has been moving toward homeland security, training, transformation, human capital, cybersecurity, military medical health care, and some of the civilian agency needs. And in this dynamic environment, we see a tremendous opportunity for us to bring our core capabilities, our business solutions that match or actually well aligned to these emerging requirements, which has enabled us to move into those into a growth area, a higher margin, higher growth business over the last year or two. So we're very pleased with our positioning and see ourselves having the agility to take advantage of these dynamic trends in the federal professional services market.
And in terms of the growth, is it primarily organic, or are you looking for M&A activities?
We will see growth two ways, both organic and acquisition. We've been as we've transitioned our business away from some legacy advisory and assistance work that is the market no longer really attractive to us. We have been working to reestablish a good, strong organic growth results for the company. And actually, in the fourth quarter of last year, we had 7% organic growth. So we are there, and we're projecting for this year high single-digit organic growth. In addition to that, there will be an acquisition component as we acquire companies to build scale and enter niche markets. And in that area, last year, we acquired Cadix Systems in the Washington area, which gave us a really strong presence across multiple agencies in Homeland Security, introduced us also to human capital, strengthened our human capital to align with our training work, really a strengthening move there. And then we picked up some cybersecurity presence, and as well as some public and environmental health presence, which all links into the current spending priorities that I talked about a minute ago. So we've got both on our minds. First comes organic. Second is acquisition. And we think that will enable us to achieve the kind of growth we need to achieve to build shareholder value.
Great. And what differentiates Dynamics Research from other players in your sector?
Well, I would say the fact that, we're a mid-sized company, we're smaller than the big guys and larger than most of the small guys, which are the bulk of the people in the business. So we're right in the middle, but we got the personnel, the technology, the resources, the practices of a large company. We have the credentials, be it CMMI level 3, be it EBMS credentials, PMP credentials, whatever. But we can be responsive like a small company. So as a leading provider of high technology and management solutions to government customers with an outstanding history of excellence and customer satisfaction and a really powerful arsenal of contracts to address that market, we really think we have some distinguishing and unique discriminators that enable us to pronounce ourselves as a company that the customer would want to have addressing their requirements.
Great, and perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience as well as that of some of the key management figures.
We've got a really a strong management team here, Juan. I really would want to emphasize that we are all focused on the same outcomes and work together well as a team. We've got the business managed really with four primary thrusts. We have an element of our business that's really management consulting. And we've aggregated it around Cadix, those capabilities, led by Chuck Schieffer, who is leading that business. And our state and local business, which includes most of our software development and also our training and readiness business, led by Tom Kelly, who is an industry veteran. Been doing this for a couple decades now, very strong general manager there. And then the federal solutions area, which addresses our other civilian agencies in the Washington market, Jean Lefevre is the senior vice president managing that business, and she has accounts like our work with the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corp, as well as most of our business at the National Security Agency and other civilian agencies. And then for the work that we do, the engineering work related to our depot, management of depot work and the challenges faced, technology challenges faced with their customers in the field, led by Bob Smith, who is right here in Andover where I am. So. Myself, I've been in this business for a little over 20 years now, and I had worked with PRC, which is a Washington company you might be familiar with, left there when it was acquired by Litton, moved to a commercial IT services company for 3 years, and have been here since the fall of 1999.
And what specific objectives have you and the management team or milestones set for the company over the next 12 months?
Well, we're very much focused on building shareholder value and growing market share, and we think actually that we're very, very well positioned and have the present solutions and resources in the markets that are growing that I've talked about. We're very focused on the Washington area, Homeland Security, military health care, cybersecurity, intel agencies, civilian agencies are right at the top of the list for us. So increasing our organic growth rate, improving our operating margins are all going to lead to building shareholder value. So build shareholder value through growing profitable growth in the markets we serve, taking care of our people, and being a great company to do business with in terms of our operational or back office system. We see the stimulus funding that's being deployed is offering us a really near-term targeted opportunity. Actually, we've already won a job with USDA to help them manage the expenditure of stimulus spending for the Forestry Service, and we are seeing several other opportunities in that area as well. So, differentiated high-end solutions and services provider, well-positioned in growth markets, strong opportunity for margin expansion. That's going to lead to shareholder value growth.
And once again, joining us today is Jim Regan, CEO of Dynamics Research Corporation. Trading on NASDAQ, ticker symbol is DRCO, currently trading slightly north of $7.80 a share. And before we conclude, Jim, what are some of the key reasons that investors should consider Dynamics Research Corporation as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I would point to our positioning in the markets that we serve. I would point to our agency multiple award schedule contracts such as Eagle and DSP and Stock 2 and Teams and the Alliant we've just talked about. I would point to the fact that last year we exited with a 7% organic rate in the fourth quarter, and our net income was up 8%. Our operating margin was up 12%. We've had 10 quarters of improving financial performance, strong cash flow, all the ingredients you'd want to see in terms of trend for a company whose stock could be a very attractive value to an investor in this business. So, and we're very much focused on building shareholder value and have the strategy to do that in growth markets.
Great. Good answer. And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you, Juan. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Great.